Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, y'all, I'm Julie.
Hi there, I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are, because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you?
I'm going to have to come up with a song for you, my elf.
I think you will.
Because your song makes me laugh every time.
I know. It is every time.
It is every time. Unpredictable.
But how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
You feel good?
I do. Yeah. Things are good.
I have to tell you, I'll give everybody a keto update. The update is I'm still on it. I love it. Never have I experienced, and I have done every diet in the world.
I think you're supposed to say never have I ever.
Never have I ever experienced this, because from the time I was, I guess, what are you in sixth grade? You're 11 years old. I was on Weight Watchers at 11 years old. So we just start from there. So imagine all the different diets in and out that I've been on in my life.
Who put this you on Weight Watchers at 11?
Stepdad, of course. Yeah, it makes sense. This is torture that kid. Yeah, it shall not be named. Yeah. Bob. This is the problem. When we are just, it's just me and you talking.
I know. We think it's just you and me talking.
And we just think it's me and you. And I'm in this like little closed room. You're in your room. And it's like, who's going to know? Well, apparently everybody will know. But it's so incredible, because it's the first time I've actually felt that this is a way of life. And I love it. I love how my body feels. Mm. I love the food that we eat.
Doesn't it taste so good?
It tastes, I mean, because fat's good. I just have to tell a really quick story about this, and I promise we'll move on with the episode, but this is really funny. And you know this friend, and I'm going to say her name, I don't have to ask permission, but there's a friend of mine, her name is Trisha Wood. And Trisha and I grew up in Mom, Oklahoma together, and we've been friends since we were, I guess, 12. I used to go to her house and pick her up on my motor scooter, like really close. And these days, Trisha is the head of casting at Paramount Pictures.
She's a rock star.
She's a total rock star. Yep. And Trisha has not done, you know, experienced nearly as many diet fads as I have. But she went one day to see a dietitian, and she went to a gym, you know, the stuff. And this dietitian was like, so Trisha, do you eat butter? And she's like, he's like, well, if you do, how much, you know, would you say that you eat? And so she answered the question. He goes, why would you, in your shape, eat the fat of another animal when you have plenty of your own? I was floored, A, But B, keto taught me is that you can eat the fat and you can not be fat. So I'm just letting everybody know, I come from the world of the Dolly Parton diet,
the Dolly Parton diet?
It was like this shitty soup. It was like vegetables and water.
That's called vegetable soup, but
yeah. Well, yeah, but it tasted like vegetables and water. Okay. And then there was my favorite was the fat-free diet. That was the best. So you would have chicken breast, and then I ate more hot tamales, those cinnamon candies, than you can shake a stick at, because there was no because there was no fat, right? I know.
Food coloring, red dye.
Right? And delicious cinnamon flavors. So take it easy, lady. They were good. But they didn't. I didn't lose any weight. So I've done them all. But this is something that it tastes amazing. I find myself actually, you know, turning food away. Like I used to be a plate cleaner, because usually the food you eat when you're dieting is not very, doesn't taste great. But you're hungry. And so you eat whichever in front of you. I don't do that. Like it's the things that I've learned about myself and how I feel. And, you know, I'm now back wearing my Gap cutoff jean shorts. So I'm super happy about that. I call them my Daisy Dukes. My little Daisy Dukes. For those that don't know Dukes of Hazzard, watch it. But yeah, so it's been incredible, and finding new things to eat all the time and discovering new things to make. And Suzanne made these little hand pies. They're so good. But they're not pies. I mean, let's be honest. We all know I like pie. But these are like more savory. I can't have cherries. Those are out of my life for a little bit. But anyway, it's fantastic. Yeah. So those that are looking to, you know, consider other options for yourself to be healthier, you know, it's worth doing a little research in keto, and hit me up on Instagram and I'll give you some of my my greatest hits tips.
And it is true. Hashtag truth. My elf is back on Instagram.
Oh, I am back. Oh, right. Apologies to everybody. I wasn't. I upgraded my phone, and apparently I mismanaged my passwords and stuff. So it took me 2 months to get back on. But I'm back.
Better than ever.
I'm back and thinner. So today's episode, we are calling Silver Linings Playbook. And any of our movie fans, if that sounds familiar to you, it's because I ripped it off from Silver Linings Playbook. And there's a couple reasons that we wanted to call this episode Silver Linings Playbook. One is because of the movie. And if you saw the movie, it stars Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. And it is a film about mental illness.
It's about so much more than that.
It is. But the storyline.
It's part of the storyline.
It is. It's also about relationships.
And anyway, it's about the human experience, right?
It's phenomenal. Yes. So if you haven't seen it, we highly recommend that you do. In the movie, Brad's character has a bipolar disorder. And what I think is so incredible about it, and why I thought this was good, is that being aware of what you're dealing with is important, right? And so that's part of the reason that we wanted to name it this. And then the other one is that old adage of, you know, every cloud has a silver lining, which is about, I think, recognizing that balance of chaos and calmness. So that's why we're calling it that. And I actually think, Brenda, you actually saw this movie.
Yeah. I saw this movie.
I can't believe it. Yeah, anybody keeping score at home, this is a movie.
And I loved it. I was so impressed. And I mean, great performances, just amazing performances from everyone in the cast.
And I think you called Jennifer Lawrence brave.
Huge. Yeah, she was really brave in this film. I thought, you know, good Kentucky girl. So
right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, from these parts.
So anyway, highly recommend everybody to watch that. This is not what our show is about, but it is why we named it. And being the former Hollywood girl, thought it would be fun to name it after something like
and
that.
I also think, you know, just this concept of having contrast, right? The cloud and the silver lining. One of my favorite analogies that one of my teachers uses is, you know, it's hard to find a polar bear in a snowstorm. Right. So if everything is all good all the time, you don't notice it. You just take it for granted, like we all did before the pandemic. You know?
Right.
Right. We just, we took things for granted. It was just, you know, it is what it is. And we just keep going. And now we have serious contrast of knowing what was versus what is now and what's available to us. And you just have to embrace where we are, particularly in this moment, as we are teetering right here on the edge of homelessness and starvation, and people who, right, we literally are having a food shortage in many of our major cities, which means it's just a matter of time before it goes out to the rest of the country. And this isn't a political comment. It literally is reporting what is. And so in this way, we have this major contrast, and it is up to us to take responsibility for where we're going to focus and what we're going to learn out of each of those, you know, situations that create the contrast.
And if this sounds like a previous episode, it kind of isn't. It might sound like it. It goes deeper. Thanks. Because we think this is so important. Like, right, like if you look at all the priorities in the world and all the different things that Brenda and I could talk about, we just feel it is so important to go to deeper and deeper levels about the world that we're living in now. So we can, you know, kind of give you an assist, right? It's like playing basketball. It's like, we'll toss you the ball, but you got to shoot it through the hoop. And so we just want to keep giving you assists, things to think about, deeper meanings to things. And as our lives continue to move on, we're learning more. And as we're learning more, we want to share with you more of what we are finding out ourselves.
And remembering, when you're tending to your spirit, when you're tending to your inner state, when you are deciding who you are going to be and what you're going to do in every state, that amplifies your connection to the spirit world, your spirit, the spirit on the other side. Like, it's all interconnected. They're not separate worlds. And I think that's important too.
You are absolutely right. They are not separate. And if you think they're separate, you're wrong. in case you did, just so you know, you're wrong.
We just invite you to check out some of our other episodes. Don't need to make anybody wrong.
No, but it's okay to be wrong. You learn.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It is totally fine. Guys, don't listen to Brenda. It's okay to be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. That's why I think it's okay. But these are those moments. These are those moments when you find out who you are. And that's why we're having these conversations. Right. That's why we keep bringing it. And we really, 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 really hope that when we toss you the ball, when we're assisting you guys, that you are continuing to have these conversations, take this conversation, do your own, you know, have your own version, and have them with people in your life. Have them with those that you love. Have these conversations, because the worst thing that's going to happen is probably going to bring you closer.
Exactly.
And you might sort something out while you're doing it.
And
you know?
You might understand them more deeply. Right? These are all
exactly.
things that are possible.
And hopefully understand yourself more deeply. Like, that's the whole idea, right?
Yeah,
I think that everybody who tunes in, I think if you had one thing in common is you all like Brenda. But the second thing that you have in common is that you actually, you know, want to learn more about who you are.
Exactly.
And so this is going to go pretty deep on this, you guys. Like, this is another level that we haven't actually hit. So yeah. With that.
And not only who you are, but who else you want to become.
Yes.
Never let the person you are today get in the way of the person you want to become. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from our break.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
And welcome back from our surprise break. My help. I believe you have a silver lining that you have decided to focus on in all this chaos.
I do. And weirdly, it's not about my sexism because we've already addressed that. we've already hit. You guys are all finding out about all the shit I'm learning about myself during this pandemic. And that list is getting long, people. It is getting really, really, really long.
People, they like me, but they want to have a beer with you. That's what everybody says. They do want to have a beer with me.
In fact, you know, when this whole thing is over and it's safe, I'll host a get together at some beer gardens across the country. That's my promise to everybody. I will go have beers.
So good.
That's and I'll
so
even
good.
Buy your damn beer. Whoever wants to go have it. But there's carbs in it, so I got to spread them out. So thank you for asking me. I do have some silver linings. I have, to me, some very revealing silver linings about what I found. And thank you for letting me share my story first, because I'm going to let y'all know Brenda has a story that is going to top the fuck out of mine. So we are saving that one till the end, because Brenda's got a bomb to drop here. Bomb. Yes, I do. And before I go on with it, this really quickly, as I talk about this silver lining, I still want everybody to know, and I've said this before, my heart aches still for everyone. And knowing that that's part of the balance, right? That's part of the chaos with the calmness. So that chaos still exists for me. And I still every day have so much pain for folks. But so an interesting thing happened the other night. That kind of sounds like the beginning of a movie or a book or something, doesn't it? Interesting thing happened on my way out my backyard. So I don't know about you guys, but I've always had a bucket list of things that I've wanted to do. And my bucket list has certainly included things like, you know, I want to go to Iceland. Well, I got to put that one to the side because I want to go meet my brethren, all the elves. Can't do that right now because we're not allowed to in any other country. So, but there are other things on my bucket list that I've always wanted to do. And I've shared with you guys before that, you know, I wanted to learn to work with wood. So I started refinishing, learned how to do that. Something I never bothered to make time for before. The other thing I really wanted to learn to do is that I wanted just to look at the stars. And I know that sounds maybe to some people kind of cheesy, but I've always wanted to do it. And, you know, to look at the stars isn't just laying on the ground and looking up and seeing these little, you know, these bright objects. It's there's technicalities, right? There's telescopes. There's, you know, understanding, you know, what planets or stars are even where visible where you live. So I did a typical elf move. This is what I do, guys, just for the record, is that when I find something that I want that is absolutely outrageous, I hoard American Express points to get it. So I've been hoarding, don't tell Suzanne, American Express points, and I ended up buying this high dollar, it was like $1,200 telescope on Amazon, because you can use your American Express points there. And I've been sitting on this, this has been in a box literally for a year because I didn't bother finding time, right, to learn how to use it because it is, of course, fancy. So a few nights ago, my high school boyfriend, John, and his husband, Joey, came over, and you can all just sit with how awesome that sounds.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing.
Right. I mean, my high school boyfriend, John, his husband, Joey, hung out with me and my wife. It's just so great. It's like just being gay is great. Being gay is also happy, but it's great. So they came over to help me kind of understand how to use the equipment. So as we're, you know, kind of looking to see, gazing into space, you know, what can we look at? We stumbled upon Jupiter and Saturn.
You mean you weren't looking for them? You just found them?
No, literally stumbled upon them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It makes the story even worse, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
Or better. I'm not
better,
sure.
You
can decide. No, we literally stumbled upon him. So, you know, it was so incredible that, because again, my fancy American Express bought me this telescope, that we saw the ring around Saturn. Mm-hmm. We saw the kind of orangey color stripes in Jupiter. We weren't in a position to see the eye of Jupiter, but we saw the other side of it where the stripes were. So here I am.
That's so cool. I mean, come on.
Right? It so is. Cool. So I'm standing in my backyard with my first love and my last love, and I'm seeing these planets from my own backyard. And and it's something that I've dreamed of doing, and not just when I, you know, bought the microscope or the telescope. I'm sorry.
microscope
is weird. That's when you see other things, not planets. So what is wrong with me?
You make me giggle.
Right? It's like I can misspeak and you laugh. You're the best audience I've ever met. But I had really wanted to do this for a very long time in my life. So while we're standing out there, you know, I'm rolling in my head because I have learned to pay attention, right? Like this is the magical part of the story. It isn't just seeing the rings around Saturn in your, or the ring around Saturn in your backyard, but it's like paying attention to why I'm so excited about it, why I'm so moved, is I'm asking myself, why did it take me so long to do this? And of course, as an elf, I say, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why did it take me so long to find something that I would get so much joy from, is the question I pose.
What insights did you come up with, my elf?
Well, I have a new term. And this is when I should be a psychologist, because I could come up with really great terms that people would understand.
Is this going to go out on psychologytoday.com?
It should. I've published on Psychology Today before, just so everybody knows. You can go ahead and look me up. But I should write about this, because I call it the Cheesecake Factory menu effect. Did I take you to the Cheesecake Factory?
You took me to the Cheesecake Factory once. I was completely overwhelmed by that menu.
Well, that's the point, right? I mean, the point is, as I'm standing there reflecting on my life, right, my lifetime up to that point, and what I saw about myself was that the way that I look at the world is that it presented too many options for me. And in fact, I was presented so many options that I became paralyzed. And I became paralyzed to not pursue things I wanted to do because there were too many things out there, right? I've already confessed long ago that I like shiny things and, you know, squirrel and turn my head. But that's part of my problem. But I think what I haven't talked about, what I didn't really realize about myself, was the paralysis part. And so when I'm paralyzed with too many options, which is the Cheesecake Factory menu issue, right? Like anybody who's been to the Cheesecake Factory, and it's delicious, but there's so many options, you don't know what to choose. So you kind of shut down and you might go to either what you may have ordered there before or what you know. And that's what we do, I think, in life. Like, this is not just a Julie problem. This is, I think, something that everyone suffers from, is too many choices, right?
Well, and I think literally, I think I ordered what you ordered. Yeah, because I'm like, I can't. No, it's too much.
Right.
Yeah.
So now take that and project it to a life, because that's what I think had happened. And I think that when my own thoughts, you know, would paralyze my actions, that I would also get exhausted because I'd be thinking about these things, but then I'd be like, oh, hell, I'm just not going to do anything.
When COVID came, it made you stop, right? And then you were actually able to listen to what you wanted and not just what was served you. So now you get to discern, but it's by connecting with your own heart, your own longings.
Exactly.
And then you get a fancy pants telescope.
And then American Express buys me a telescope. And it was that, you know, hitting the reset button. And part of that reset button is there's not nearly the distractions in my life that I once had. They didn't exist. I was able to start to focus on those things that I wanted to do. And sometimes, just so everybody knows, they're not selfish endeavors that I have. Like, they're not endeavors of, you know, buying $1,200 telescopes through Amazon points. You know, some of the things that I've done are things like, you know, because I sat a long time but thinking about, like, what do I need to do? I know I need to support, you know, I do have means in this world. And so I ended up writing a very large check to the old church that I went to in Mima, Oklahoma, you know, and that was not a selfish move. That was knowing that the Episcopal Church in Mima, Oklahoma would do good with that money. They would help people. And even though I don't really classify myself in any religion, but I am so grateful to the Episcopal Church for what they brought me in my life, that it was, you know, people talk about paying things forward. I was paying backwards. So just to clarify, it's not all selfish endeavors that I learn from, but I learn a lot about, you know, who do I want to give? How do I want to give? And I answer a lot of those questions. But I think the great news is that once the world opens up again, I guess, whenever that may be, is that I've learned something incredibly valuable about myself.
Well, and that's the thing. When you understand how to listen and you can take action to affirm what that inner longing is, stargazing. You know, what a beautiful, beautiful gift, right? It's such context for our life here on earth, right? It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to pay back something that was foundational for you growing up. You know, knowing, like, if the world hadn't been still, you may not have even made that connection. So by not only diving in and taking care of these inner longings and coming forward and knowing more about who you are, You really, congratulations, my dear elf. You just really advanced to the next level in Earth School.
Thank you, Witchy Poo. And yeah. I strive to do that every day. And and I think what's important for folks, and I tell you what's really interesting too, it's a little bit of practicing what I preach. So it's really funny because these are other things that I've really noticed. In my work, I used to always talk to my team about fire and smoke. It's like, if what you're sensing out there is smoke, it's just smoke. Focus on what the fire is. In this case, it's I kind of maybe liking it to ignoring the noise, you know, the noises that are around. And I think that when, as I move forward, I'm going to be better about focusing on the fire or ignoring the noise, whatever analogy that you want to use for it. But that's something for me to live by. And I can't possibly imagine I'm the only one that struggles with this. And this is why I thought it was so important to share this story of these connections that I make in about myself that I know others must have as well.
Exactly. And being brave enough to be still in the quiet, that can be really hard for people. But it's
it
so
can be.
That's a beautiful story. And
I think when you take a break, ha, 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 I got to it before you did. Break, 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 break.
We'll be right back.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
All right, everybody, and we are back. And so, my Witchy Poo, thank you for letting me tell my story, specifically before yours.
You're so funny.
Because I think it's time for you to share with everyone what your COVID epiphany has been about you.
You know, for me, I say my world didn't change much because of the nature of my work is one-on-one. And so I did that a lot over the phone and then I, you know, taught online and things like that. But one of the big shifts that happened is my beloved and I have been together for 21 years, but never in that time have we been physically in the same place consistently day after day for 4 months. That has never happened because we both
and I'm going to guess other people have experienced that too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm certain of it, right? Because we had jobs where we traveled, right? Sometimes we travel together, but sometimes we work together. But 90% of the time, we have two different businesses. So we would serve our own clients and be traveling a lot. And so that has never happened before. So that was a little strange. And the truth is, when that happened, not unlike you and Suzanne, you know, we were cooking together and, you know, practicing more yoga together and, you know, doing all these things that I absolutely adore. We just, and it was so fun to share, to just sink into the domesticity of life when you're not pulled across the country on a regular basis or sometimes internationally. So when our anniversary was coming up, you know, he says to me, well, what, we can't take a trip. We can't, you know, can't even take you really out to a decent dinner. Like, you know, what do you want to do? And I said, well, you know, we could get married, you know, and I thought we would just do like, you know, justice of the peace, because at the 21st year, right, because we, our bodies move in these 7-year cycles. And so to enter the 4th 7-year cycle together and married would, is a significant thing. And so we did, we had a really nice backyard marriage, and it just happened to be that one of my dearest friends was in town. So she was my maid of honor, and a dear friend from the yoga center came and officiated, and David had his best man. Like it was super small and just so exquisite. And of course we walked out after 21 years of dating, we walked out to the ceremony from the Supremes, Can't Hurry Love.
Oh, that's really funny. That's hilarious. That was very well done, whoever chose the music. Really, but funny. I'm going to add a little drama to this, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm going to add a little drama because this is so incredibly significant because, you know, you've never been married in your life until now.
That's correct.
And I always loved this. I always thought you would be like that last holdout that I knew that didn't succumb to the whole marriage thing. I love being married, I'll just say. But I, what I loved about what you would say is you're like, you know, I'm not a big marriage person. I want to be able to wake up every morning and decide.
Yeah.
And that was, and I remember so, but I, it's weird. I remember everything you say. It's very strange. I can't tell you what I ate earlier, but I can tell you what you said like 9 years ago, right?
That is true.
But for you to shift from that mentality into where you are today, what do you think, what did you learn about yourself? What did you discover that made you so open and willing to dive into something that you pretty much have rejected in your life?
Well, yes, I did decline many proposals from him.
Because you're a hot witch. Of course they're going to be like, proposals at you, you know, like confetti. So why not?
What I would say, there's a couple things. One, I didn't grow up in an environment where marriage was something that
happy.
Was honored and beautiful and created stability. It was, you know, it was more traumatic for me. It wasn't like that at all for me. So it wasn't anything that was desirable. So because of that, I think I always wanted an out. If I needed an out, I needed to be able to take it. And then when I realized, you know, we are kind of in this lockdown situation, and it was so lovely. It was so, like, there was a stability there that was never actually there, that we never, it's not like we weren't in a stable relationship. We were completely committed to each other. But, you know, we didn't choose to create a life that was physically stable and steady in the same place, even though the relationship was. But having that was just so nice, and it felt really good. It was a stability that my nervous system needed in a way that just made things clear. And I also knew what it meant to him, and because it meant something to him that was different. It meant, you know, he did grow up in that place where marriage was sacred and beautiful, and it was an honoring thing. And so, yeah. So that's why I'd say those two things.
I have to say that this is the greatest silver lining story that I have heard. And I'm including stuff I've read. Like, this is, no, but it's beautiful because you found something out about yourself and about what you wanted and how it shifted a lifelong view that you had. Like, you were able to shed that view and discover something about yourself and about your life that you actually wanted. And I think that if I had like a little, one of those little confetti guns, I'd be shooting it right now with confetti flying all over the place, because I think it's beautiful. I really do. I love this for you. Are we not saying his name for a reason?
Oh, no, it's David.
But I'm really happy for you and David. And I just want permission. I don't know. Yeah. It's your marriage, lady. I don't want to get in the middle of it. And he's a wonderful man. And I just am so excited for you guys. I really don't know anything but to say is woot woot, you know, because it's like I shared a story that I looked at planets and you got married. That's why I'm like, everybody wait for Brenda's story. It's way the hell better than mine.
It's all good. I'm one of my girlfriends.
The lessons are there, but you know, it's better.
I told one of my girlfriends, hey, are you sitting down? I got something to tell you. And she said, oh, look, I'm really happy for you, but I want to tell you, I would have bet my house that that wasn't true. I would have lost that bet.
You know? Seriously, I would have lost the bet too. Like, you had us all convinced you were never getting married.
Anyhow, it's
incredible. So I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Everybody feel free to post on Instagram though. Wait. Post on Instagram. Happy marriage, Brenda.
Thank you. But I would also say, you know, we also made a conscious choice that we wanted to double down on love during this time when there's so much fear. We wanted to contribute to uplifting, you know, creating some upliftment, something, give people something to celebrate.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
In fact, I might celebrate with a keto cake. So I will celebrate on my own with Suzanne and Sookie and Rebel. Your marriage is that we will get a keto cake.
Yay.
We have a bakery that makes them. It's called Briar Rose, and they are delicious. Aww. So I will celebrate with a keto cake.
I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you so much.
So we really hope that everybody, you know, can start, you know, have these conversations, looking at yourself.
Listen deeply.
And question. It's like, you know, I'm standing outside, again, guys, just standing outside looking at the stars and planets. And I'm like, why am I so happy? What did I miss? What did I miss in Earth school that I couldn't figure this out sooner? And I got my answer.
Yeah.
Squirrel. Mm-hmm. That was my answer.
Yeah.
I was too busy at the, you know, listening to the noise outside and not to the guidance from within.
And I got stability that I really needed to heal.
Oh, yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. So find your, what's calling to you within to create the balance and create healing and create more joy and love on the planet. Because we know Earth school is hard.
Without a silver lining. And the other side. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
And thank you, Brenda, the recently married woman.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.